Hey there, here's a way to work with some of the negative self-talk that you might be noticing by doing this exercise. So let's get into a comfortable position first. So I invite you to, if you're sitting on a chair, put your feet flat on the ground. Lengthen your spine. Lengthen the back of your neck. Relax your forehead. Relax the space behind your eyes. Relax the back of your tongue. Relax your jaw. Relax your shoulders and your arms so you're in an upright, alert position, but you're comfortable. And now bring to mind one of the negative words or phrases that you realize you say to yourself quite often. And see if you can hear it, hear yourself saying it to yourself. Some people will hear whole phrases. I'll hear something like, you're stupid, you can't do that. But some people just hear a word. And some people hear a word, but the thing that actually stops them from the action is a feeling. So if that's what has happened for you, where you hear, you say something to yourself, and then you feel it. Just notice how you experience negative self-talk. Okay, so here's what I'd like you to do. And it might not work right now because we're creating a false container for this experience, but I'm going to teach you the technique. So when you're at work, and you have a limiting thought, what I'd love you to do is to detect if this thought is something that you're hearing. So, are you hearing yourself say, you can't do this, don't do this, whatever, limiting thought? Do you hear it? And if it is something that you hear, and when you hear it, you'll likely hear it around, like your inner talk space, so close to your ears, inside your head, but close to your ears. And if it is something that you hear, simply say to it and say it either out loud or say it in your head, say here. And then let it go and listen for it again. And if the thought comes up again, just go here and continue to note. So notice that it's there and label, give it the label of here. Now, if the negative talk shows up as something that you see, so you're about to do something, you're thinking about doing something, and when you're about to take action, I don't know what it is, instead of hearing something, you might see something. So it might be, seeing a possible failure. It might be seeing a judgy look from your boss's face. You might see something. If you're having these negative thoughts in the visual field, so in your mental screen, which is usually behind or in front of your eyes, if you're seeing something, note that you're seeing. And then label it C. And then let it go. Notice if it's still there. If it is, say C. And continue to call it C until it disappears. Or if it doesn't even disappear at first, maybe even just gets a little bit less strong. And the third option could be that. You're at work, you're thinking about doing something, and you don't actually hear any negative self-talk. and you don't see any negative images, but you have a feeling, right? And it's an unpleasant physical or emotional feeling. And if that's what's stopping you from taking intentional action and showing up the way that you want to, note that it's a feeling. Notice that you're feeling it. You can notice where you're feeling it. And then the label is feel. So notice where the feeling is coming up. Label it feel. Let it go. See if it's still there. If it is, label it feel. And when you're labeling it, whether you're labeling it hear or see or feel, whichever sense category this experience is happening in, you're labeling it in a really calm, really matter-of-fact way. So it might sound like this. Feel. 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 Or hear. 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 Right? So this week, on top of noticing when these things come up for you, do the extra exercise of detecting if it's happening in see, hear, or feel, and label it. And just notice, after you do this a couple of times, how that thought changes, how its hold on you might get a little bit less sticky. And if you want to learn how to work with this a little bit more, or how to label, you know, external things that are coming, not things that you're creating yourself, but external, then I highly encourage you to join the Career Contentment Club, because I can give you even more techniques and some live classes on how to work with these. But to start this week, try see, hear, feel with any negative experiences that come up. And you know, if you want to do it with pleasant too, for sure, right? Maybe you can notice where you feel pleasant emotions, or what you hear, what you see when things are pleasant. You can use it for that too, to kind of build more fulfillment. So give that a try and let me know how it works. Okay, have fun. Bye.